With the conclusion of minicamp, the Texans will not work out as a team together until training camp begins in late July. And afterwards, on Thursday morning, head coach Gary Kubiak describes how DeAndre Hopkins has picked up the offense.
I've been impressed. He started, which we knew he would, but I think it helps when you throw a guy in with the ones right away because he gets coached by Schaub. He gets, you know, but the last 3 days he's impressed me because he hasn't had Matt, he hasn't had Andre out here, and he's been on top of what he's doing. So he's obviously very gifted, you know, and we just got to make sure we got him doing what he does better.
The fullback position, also a topic of conversation late on Thursday in the morning.
If you signed Vontae, what would you do with two big fullbacks?
First off, there's plenty of room for players, John. I mean, that's you can, you know, if you have a surplus of something at one position as a coach, and you go find a way to make that work. I mean, whether you're running a, you know, different scheme, you're putting in some new schemes or something. So there's nothing wrong with having a lot of good players. You know, I don't know what's going to happen with Vontae, but as a team, we're always looking to get better. And but we're also very excited about Greg and what he's brought to us this offseason, and that's why we brought him here.
And there's still some shuffling around at the outside and inside linebacker spots. Gary Kubiak addressed that after Thursday's work.
You know, we've got young players. You talk about Brayman operating as a starter right now. Cush is healthy. The Brooks go back to Sam. What happens there? You know, those type of things. But then you're looking at Montgomery. You're looking at Willie. I mean, you're looking at some very, very talented players. But boy, they have never stepped on an NFL field. So it's exciting for us as coaches looking at the ability. But at the same time, you know, it's got to happen fast.